This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day brought to you by Boost Mobile. Reliable nationwide coverage for $25 monthly.
Luigi's calling from White Plains. What's up, Luigi?
I'm calling the Buster Tops. Juan Soto. Could it just be the Mets purchased an overpriced player that's going to be an average player? I mean, that's basically what it seems like to me. Hopefully for you guys, I'm wrong. I'm also going to tell you I'm a bitter Yankee fan, so I'm still mad that I didn't sign with the Yankees.
I respect the honesty, Luigi. Man.
I don't even think about it at all.
It does.
Well, I got you.
I love him as a player, and I think he's a clutch player.
Undeniable, no doubt. No doubt.
Luigi, so we agree. You love him as a player, you think he's a clutch player, so do I. The difference is that you're enjoying the slow start, and I'm not. But I know it's about to change, and you know it's about to change. This is the PSA from SAL. To the Yankee fans out there, to all the Juan Soto haters, because you're hurt that he left you. Enjoy it now. He's giving you good fodder for the first couple of months of this season. That soon will change, and the punchback is going to be unbearable.
BT and Sal on The Fan.
Enjoy it now. Maybe not for you, BT, because you've been kind of soft on this. Right?
That'd be fair. He's a good hitter. He's going to hit. He's not going to hit 225 this year. Right.
You accepted the L at the time. And, well, no, you did.
The way you slipped that in there.
No, I'm saying.
No, there's no doubt. The Mets beat the Yanks at the negotiating table, and I tip my hat, and you got to move on. Take it like a big boy.
Now, the true battle will be in the results. And so far, the results for the Yankees couldn't be any better.
Yeah, we good over here.
Right.
We good.
For now.
We happy.
But yes. And the results for the Mets couldn't be any worse statistically, and maybe even more than just statistically, with Juan Soto.
Yeah.
But that's now. It's just, you know, we're entering June. So it's been an extended period, but in the grand scheme of things, this is a decision that was not made for one season. It was made for a long time.
Totally get it. Which is why I lauded the Mets for doing it. It's funny, like, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, I do think both teams will be a playoff team at this point. And it seems like the Yankees' road will be easier based on the division. And we get to the postseason. Aaron Judge finally dispels the inability to perform on that stage, and he goes bonkers. And Juan Soto, who's been an October hero, could hit 190. Like, you just, baseball is just, you know, or it could do some damage.
Or
the Mets can miss the playoffs.
Well, no, I wasn't going to go there. Sorry. Or Judge wins another MVP.
Yeah.
Dominates the regular season as usual. Maybe comes up a little short in the postseason. And it's Soto-ber.
That's so tough. How do you, I can't even say Sotober?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
How'd you say that?
Yeah, Sotober. I'm waiting for Sotober.
How do you think of these things? You just thought of it now?
Yeah.
You just think of these things.
You said it in October.
I give you credit. You do a good job of stretching things out. I know it's killing you you haven't been able to flex on this station, you know, with the red carpet and the Cohen stuff.
Right.
And it's eating away like a parasite pecking on a little piece of corn in the field.
You whispering at me. Kohler's whispering at me. Just get me to Sotober.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he doesn't perform in the postseason, I mean, I'll lose my freaking mind. Now, a long way to go to get there. I think the Mets are going to get there. We're going to need the real Juan Soto to show up. Speaking of the postseason, we have the Knicks tonight, and actually nobody wants to talk about that right now. It's
Rocky. A lot of Rocky stuff.
Yeah, the kids and Rocky. Pooper Scooper Jeff is calling from Miller Place. Hi, Pooper Scooper. How's it going?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to... I'm going to put together all the callers with the, because I happen to know about John Conte and his composing. Okay. So, Rocky won 1976, the music, in the song, Going the Distance, which was Williams kind of recycled and used again for the 79, Rocky II, Gonna Fly Now. That was where the instrumental that I think is triggering your memory. And and Conte's a great composer with John Williams. They've collaborated, and I know a little bit about that. I know a little bit about dog poop and go Knicks.
There you go. I mean, it said Pooper Scooper Jeff from Miller Place, so there you go Knicks. Jeff cleaning up the, you know, as far as it pertains to Rocky and the soundtrack right there. There was something clearly, BT, as we talked about it earlier, in case you missed it, check out on the free Odyssey app, that made me think when Hoff is playing all these songs about the Knicks trying to extend their season and survive, I hear I Will Survive, and I think Rocky, and that's where I think it comes from, the little samples within.
You know, I get it. I mean, it's like David Bowie and Vanilla Ice. I mean, ding, ding, ding. Right. I understood. Yeah. I mean, music, they can overlap, and, you know, things get a little confusing sometimes, but we're just going to let it, like... Why did that guy identify himself as Pooper Scoop?
That's what he does.
Does he?
Yeah, what do you mean? That's a job.
I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah, dude. I had.
He's called the station before?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He specifically asked to be called that today.
Yeah, Pooper Scooper
that's
Jeff.
That's his job,
I like it.
Why?
I like when guys identify themselves.
No, I do, too. I get it. Pooper Scooper?
That's what he does. Dude, you have to hear some of the excitement, because I was trying to. I did when I was on Long Island. Remember I told you about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maddox, like sometimes during the winter months, I'll just let it go. Like he goes out there.
Yeah, you're telling you wanted to find a dog.
Yeah, now I'm on it every week. And I'm thinking to you, I'm like, this is what I'm doing with my life on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, pick it up.
Yeah, bending over, picking up Maddox's crap all day outside. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so whatever. It's easier once you get a hold of it. But over the winter months, I'm like, oh man, I got to call somebody. And I did on Long Island. And you call these guys, there's like a list of, you know, wherever you find them on Google, whatever.
Oh, God.
They're like, and they have all unique, funny names, but they couldn't be more excited about it. And
the guys, so there's like, a pooper scooper community?
And they do well. No, they make good money.
Yeah, but you just show up, you pick something up, you go home. It's not that hard.
I get
and nobody
it,
wants to do it, so you got to get some bucks.
Bingo.
No, I'm not.
About picking it up on the side. You could add it to my resume, a third job.
I'm not denigrating the profession.
Yeah.
I'm not downplaying the profession. It's just an interesting name to call yourself.
Pooper,
as a grown
Jeff.
Man,
yeah, I'm all right with that.
Not terrible, but you know, it's not what I would do.
BT and Sal, the Fed. David is calling from White Plains. What's up, David?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
What's up, Dave?
I got a good story for you about I Will Survive.
Go ahead.
So before I married my wife, we were dating, and she had this game night between her and her girlfriends that I barely got invited to while we were dating.
Okay.
So I tell her, I say, I only know sports and music. They ask me anything else, I'm kind of going to be lost. So we go to this party. I go and see all the guys. I talk to them. They're basically guys who are not going to know about sports. So I'm feeling okay. So the category comes up. It's like a categories type of game.
Yeah.
Where, like, all right, so you're familiar with
it. Yep.
So they say songs from Rocky. So I say, that's great. I tell them, my girlfriend, I'm good at sports and I'm good with music. So songs with Rocky, I got to know it. So in my head, you know, the pressure's on. You're thinking, what are you going to do? I'm thinking, all right, Gonna Fly Now is in my head. I got Burning Heart and Hearts on Fire.
Well, no easy
way out.
I'm not
going to be the guy that pulls Eye of the Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be that guy because everyone has that.
Yep.
So they start answering. There's four of us there. So I figure if I know two or three, I'm good.
You're good.
These guys, like, they must have been like the pooper scooper guy that you were just talking to, because they're pulling out Bill Conti. They're saying soundtrack. They're
scores.
Naming things like you know, from the movie that it says, like, Going the Distance. Like, I didn't know Going the Distance.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Music.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I gets to me, I throw out Burning Heart.
Nice.
They're still throwing out stuff, but I'm losing people. I'm coming up next. It's just me and this one other guy. So I throw out Living in America, you know, giving
me. Oh, love yeah, it. James Brown.
Living in America.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I feel good.
What is that? So they're arguing with me about Living in America. I actually start singing Living in America.
Yes.
I was like, James Brown himself is in the movie.
That's right.
So it gets approved. The next guy goes, he says Eye of the Tiger, and now I'm frozen. Like, I don't know what to say. I already picked three. All mine are shot. My girlfriend's looking at me. So I say, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
See?
Oh, no.
See? There you go.
No.
And what happened?
Everybody is saying that's absolutely, I can't say the word, but a lot of no said, like, that's a bunch of bull. That is not in that movie. And I'm saying, I remember at the end of Rocky One, Rocky's down, Apollo's down, Mickey's yelling. I don't know if he's yelling get down or stay up, but he's yelling something.
I think he's yelling stay down.
God, I Will Survive.
Yeah.
It's going to come. It comes on. So I'm screaming about it. They're saying they're looking stuff up on the internet.
No way.
I don't care what the internet says. That is I Will Survive. It's not the whole song, but it's a bit of a song.
See? David, thank you for bringing some sense to the program.
Yeah, except
what a great story.
Outstanding story. Except the chronological order of the story doesn't match. Because the song was dropped in 79, and he's referencing a movie that was 76.
But still, we both...
It sounds cute, but it's not accurate.
We both think we heard it.
And you're both wrong.
No, but there are parts of that song in the movie.
Almighty, come on.
It's not the actual song, but there's a reason why we both, and we can't be alone, thought that, oh yeah, that song, it sounds familiar. It sounds the same. It sounds like the same exact thing.
You know what I would have been impressed with if he would have busted out? I don't even know the name of the song, but when Paulie gets Rocky the robot, happy birthday, Paulie.
Yeah,
like, or I'm sorry, Rocky gets Paulie there was a song, there was a little tune going on before he reprogrammed her voice to go, you know, go get him beers and the cigar. You know the scene I'm talking about.
I know the scene, I don't recall the song.
But imagine if somebody knew that song.
Yeah.
Like, that's the genius edition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare.
All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.